Matthew chapter 8. When he was come down from the mountain, great multitudes followed him. And behold, there came a leper, and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if thou wilt, thou canst make me clean. And Jesus put forth his hand, and touched him, saying, I will, be thou clean. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. And Jesus saith unto him, See thou tell no man, but go thy way, show thyself to the priest, and offer the gift that Moses commanded, for a testimony unto them. So this is right after that Sermon on the Mount, as it is called. This leper approaches him, or leprosy is that disease that it begins to eat away at your flesh until the flesh even begins to fall off and rot. This leper comes to him saying, Lord, if you will, you can make me clean. And that's how he approached him. And Jesus says, I do will, be clean. And immediately he was cleansed of his leprosy. He says, See thou tell no man, don't talk to anyone about this, don't tell anyone. And the first impulse would be to go and run and tell everyone, Oh, look it, I'm no longer afflicted with leprosy. But Jesus said to him instead, Go show yourself to the priest. Now Jesus knew that this man had been cleansed of his leprosy. But according to the law, when someone believed they were cleansed from leprosy, they were to go to the priest and show themselves and offer an offering as Moses commanded. He says, go show them as a testimony to them, to the priests, to the religious authorities, so that they would know that someone had been healed, that someone had been cleansed of their leprosy. They would have to go through the sort of bureaucratic formalities of a cleansed leper, according to the law. Verse 5. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came to him a centurion, beseeching him, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said unto him, I will come and heal him. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I am not worthy that thou shouldest come under my roof, but speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. For I am a man under authority, having soldiers under me. And I say to this man, Go, and he goes, and to another, Come, and he cometh, and to my servant, Do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled, and said unto them that followed, Verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And I say unto you, that many shall come from the east and west, and shall sit down with Abraham and Isaac and Jacob in the kingdom of heaven. But the children of the kingdom shall be cast out into outer darkness, there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. And Jesus said to the centurion, Go thy way, as thou hast believed, so be it done unto you. And his servant was healed in the selfsame hour. The centurion was someone who commanded about 100 men. He says, My servant lieth sick homesick of the palsy, paralyzed, grievously tormented. Obviously, for someone who has not been paralyzed, becoming paralyzed is a very traumatic experience. And Jesus said, I'll come and heal him. And the man says, No. Right? We read it. You know, I just want you to say it. Just say it. Because I know, as someone who has authority, I know that if you have any real authority, you should just be able to tell. Just be able to make it happen. If you have any power over sickness, you don't have to come. You just say to your servant, go. So that's the idea of authority. That if he really has any authority to heal from God, he really doesn't need to be there. He just needs to release the authority. And that's how authority works. So when Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that followed, Verily I say to you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel. And then he goes on to say how that, right, many should come from the east and the west. And this is generally thought of, you know, the Gentiles are going to come into the kingdom. And the children of Israel, the Jews, are going to miss out. And that's true to a great extent. Many who thought they were supposed to enter into the kingdom of God, to the Messiah, missed out on it. I tell you, this applies even now. Because the children of the kingdom today, those are people who are born Christians and think they are Christians. They haven't done the will of God or the actions and deeds of a Christian. No, they believe something about Christianity, and they're going to die that way, and they expect they're going to enter the kingdom of God. But just as the Jews who, because of their birth, and that they were raised in the Word of God, you know, they should have been heirs of the promise. And people who are raised by Christian parents naturally feel they ought to be heirs of the promises of Christianity. And many times they even believe that. But the doctrines of many Christian denominations are so perverse that they lead people away from becoming Christian and into a state of limbo, basically, where the promises are out there and you ought to inherit them. But because you're not taught to believe, because you don't really have faith, I have faith, yet you have faith in some limited thing that you believe, some doctrine that you think is going to save you. And doctrine indeed saves. Paul said, give heed to yourself and to the doctrine, for by it you will save yourself and both yourself and them that hear you. Doctrine does save, but it's got to be the right doctrine. Remember the doctrine of Christ. Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, but he that does the will of my Father. We want to be the doers of God's will. That is how we will enter the kingdom. The thing is, though, we can't do it by ourselves. We need his power. That's why we look to him in faith, expecting that he is going to give us something, that he is going to cause us to change. He's going to cause our minds to be renewed in Christ, that we could become the sons of God. But there are many who think they're just, you know, I believe in Jesus. I call him Lord. And I'm just going to live a normal American sinful life. And I'm just going to waltz right into the kingdom. And that'll be that. And having just no knowledge to say, you know, he that does unrighteousness is a child of the devil. That's how you discern the children of the devil from the children of the wicked one. By their fruits you will know them. The fruits is what you do. A fruit tree, what does an apple tree do? Well, it brings forth apples. What does a child of God do? It brings forth righteousness. Why? Because of some virtue in us? No, but because that's what God made us to do, and that's what he makes us to do. Just as he made the apple tree, he makes us.